You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we've actually got in the background, we're lucky enough this morning to have in our presence Paul Urbana-Jones, and he's going to be playing at the Vic Lounge Bar in Devonport tomorrow night. And we'll get him to play a song to begin with this morning for you all.
As a wild man, I don't need fuss or trouble. All you need is a loving tender hand. A good, good friend, a soul that you can lean on. Just to help me make it through my troubled time. The way to learn, you can't confine to a classroom. A preaching in the church, you better turn your cheek, you turn your back. What we got is a rock, not build 'em, Peter. But a thrill that will kill long. A thrill that will kill now. It seemed like a crazy way we got to die. You're out on this highway you call your life. Can you believe that we got baby done? 6 months old, nobody seems to know the reason why. A passive nose, a passive lie in the same room. Was given a little shotgun, sleep all the night. I said, crack up. Baby Lord, a crackle, right in your early days, your days are alive. Crackle, Lord. White man, you don't need fuss or trouble. All you need is a loving tender hand. Good friend, a soul that you can lean on. Help you make it through your troubled time.
Thank you so much, Paul, for coming in this morning. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song to begin with?
Oh, just about drug addiction in family settings, you know.
And when crack. When did you write that?
Some years ago.
Yeah.
But it's been rearranged now in more to a more slow, a delta groove, if you like.
I just wanted to say it's amazing how many different sounds you can make from a guitar.
Yeah, when it's not early in the morning, even more.
Hey, that was great. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. You are going to be playing tomorrow night at the Vic Lounge Bar in Devonport. But I kind of wanted to begin by asking you, I mean, I haven't met you before.
Yep.
And I wanted to know, where did music begin for you?
In southeast London, where I was born and raised, two other brothers, and at the age of 11, which was 1963 for me, my eldest brother brought home this EP. It had five tracks on it, and it was from Bob Dylan's second album.
Okay.
And I just recently got a guitar, my first guitar. I knew a couple of chords, but when I heard this EP, something, it was a transfiguration. This voice, inner voice, said to me, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, play music, write songs.
And then you just started playing and...
That's right. High school, all that stuff, having a good music teacher.
Yeah.
He would help us out with chords that we didn't understand. So it all seemed to piece together. The journey had begun. And by the time I was 16, I went to night school. I left high school, went to night school to get my reading skills up. And by the time I was 18, I got a scholarship to a three-year music course.
Yeah,
which was classical, guitar and cello. Still loving blues and folk and all that. So I've never let that go. My love for world music has been an integral part of what I do, you know.
And I wanted to ask about, it's amazing how you did study not only guitar but also cello. Has the knowledge of the cello influenced your approach to playing guitar at all?
Yeah, I think so. It's helped me along the way. The sonorities and the landscape of a stringed instrument are totally different to guitar.
Yeah.
And so you kind of, you walk in parallel to those awarenesses and that knowledge, and sometimes you can script that kind of landscape or mimic it as best as you can. It just gives you more bases for your writing skills. So it was great for that. I mean, the classical world has been great for that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And in my song forms and instrumental playing, you bring things on board that you've got so in your psyche.
It's really given you like a understanding of the technical aspect of music, would you say?
I think so. And I think when I do singer-songwriter workshops in high schools, both here and overseas, I try and get kids switched into that diversity, you know, not to deny yourself of this massive wealth of music, you know, go to it and listen at least and, become a little bit familiarise yourself with diversity rather than just one genre.
Has your musical style changed over the years whilst you've been in the music industry, or would you even say that you have a musical style?
I've had a musical style that's been an ongoing journey of perfection, if you like.
Yeah. Are you a perfectionist?
Not in the strict sort of religious sense. Not really. But I'm perfectionist in as much as my determinations to get things to develop, you know, in that respect.
And through your music, what are you wanting to offer your listeners?
Oh, a sense of, I guess, final analysis is to bring people together, to be able to reflect on their conditions, if they can relate to your subject matter, make them feel good, make them want to groove, you know, all those combinations where people go away with a sense of fulfillment, you know. Sounds lofty, but when you're a soloist, I think there's less clutter, so you can really direct yourself immediately to the audience. You know, when it's a band or something like that, there's five other different individuals going on or whatever, but as a soloist it's really intensive.
Have you always been a soloist?
Not always. The first 6 years as a professional, from 73 to about 79, I was with a ton of different bands. And then I moved to France, and that's when I started working on my solo thing, and later on in Switzerland, just carrying on, really.
Do you want to play us another song? Because I would love for you to.
No.
Nope.
Cool, so. Yeah.
Thank you. Absolutely. Excuse my interruption at the end there. That was absolutely incredible.
Oh, this is brief. It's just like clip versions of it.
Really?
Yeah. It goes into A Bird Without Song, you know, about a friend that committed suicide and stuff like that. But,
wow.
You know, that's performance. The full duration's about 11 minutes.
But it's amazing that you've created something so
beautiful.
It's
just to give you an idea of my diversity, if you like, and where, you know, what's influenced me.
Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Paul Urbana-Jones, for coming in this morning, joining us, playing a couple of tunes.
Sure.
I really, really enjoyed it. If you want to go see him play live tomorrow night, you can. You have this opportunity to go to the Vic Lounge Bar in Devonport tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Where you can see Paul Urbana. You can get tickets from thevic.co.nz. And thank you for joining us this morning,
Paul. Thanks very much. Been great. Thank you,
really
ladies.
Lovely to meet you. Ready?
Was that all right?
It's beautiful.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.